over the world, different countries, people are celebrating this night as Watch Night. All over the world, it has been a custom that at the last night of the year, it is celebrated this way as we ring out the old year and welcome in a new year. And
amen.
Different things that have happened in our lives over the past year, some of which we are glad for, some of which we question, but at the same time we give God the glory for it, because there is nothing happen to a Christian without God knowing. So everything that has happened, even though we don't understand it, we want to give God the glory, because he worked everything to for our own benefit over many years. So we just want to praise the Lord tonight and to give him glory. Thank you very much for those wonderful worship at the beginning of the service. We are so glad to have Brother Bailey with us tonight as well. And we give God thanks for you, Brother Bailey. And we trust that God will continue to inspire your heart, that you will continue to minister unto him. Bless the Lord. Tonight is Watch Night service. And I am sure that you're here and you are expecting to hear a word that might comfort your heart, or a word that will stay with you through the new year. I don't have a word for myself. The word that I have for you is from the Lord. And I believe we have come to hear from the Lord. And I'm glad that I heard from him. And there's a word that he gave me that I want to share with you. The passage that was read earlier on from St. Luke chapter 21, we read, if you weren't here at that time, we read from verse 34 to verse 36. And I'd like to exhort you for some time on those verses. We will be looking on other verses as well, other passages from the scripture as well, to support us all here. And we trust that you have your Bibles not too far from you, and you can just grab it as we will work together tonight. The topic that we would love to exalt on tonight is watching to maintain spiritual awareness. Watching to maintain spiritual awareness. We learn from the scriptures that directly or indirectly, 24 times Jesus uses the word, make reference to the word watch. And most of these references were made towards the end of his ministry, as he exhorts us to watch. That among the different words that Jesus left with us is that very important word, watch. And while it is directed primarily to the believers, we realize from the passage that was read that there are segments of it that speaks to those who have not yet committed their lives. And it is interesting to know that Jesus uses references to that word and uses that word so many times. There got to be something to it. why the Lord choose to repeat that word or make reference to that word so many times as he departs from his ministry to be glorified through the cross. And the first verse there in the passage that was read, verse 34, listen to it again. That is St. Luke chapter 21, verse 34. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that they come upon you unaware. These are words that Jesus left behind as he worked towards completing his ministry. In that passage, you look and you see clearly what he said about the heart. He said that we should take heed. The Lord is saying to us that we should take heed as we enter into a new year. As the Lord work towards finishing his ministry, and he knows that a different time is coming. His parting words to his followers were that they should take heed. They should take heed. Why should they take heed? Why should the disciples and others who were listening take heed? He explained it in the same verse when he said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting. That word is the first time I have seen it, and I think it is the only time that is used here. And it refers to over anything that you do in excess, over eat, over drink, or whatever. That word is used as the Lord Jesus warned those who listen that they should take heed. And that is not the only thing that he said you should take heed, or they should take heed of. They should take heed of guarding themselves against drunkenness, guarding themselves against the cares of this life. Lest the day come upon you unaware. We will get into that part of it later on. But when we think about the thrice word that is used here, take heed lest your heart be overcharged. What is the downside of an overcharged heart? It is a heart that makes it more difficult to discern right from wrong. It is a heart that makes it difficult to feel the presence of the Lord. It is a heart that having no interest in the things of God. Jesus said, take heed. Take heed lest your heart becomes overcharged. My brothers and my sisters, it is out of a heart of interest, out of a heart of love, out of a heart of concern that Jesus make reference to this to us. Because we realize that the heart is such a vital organ in us that the utmost care should be made in keeping it in good order. I'm not so much speaking about physically now, even though physically we should try to make sure that our hearts are in good order. But I'm talking spiritually here. Because hear what Proverbs said to us in regards to the same thing. Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence. With all diligence, it says. For out of it are the issues of life. Out of the heart are the issues of life. Proverbs 4:23. So therefore, when Jesus made this statement, Jesus knew very well the importance of the heart. Proverbs said, out of it are the issues of life. What we find comes out of the heart. Our thoughts comes out of the heart. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Our action comes out of the heart. Our dreams comes out of the heart. Our attitude, a product of the heart. Our belief comes from the heart. Our passion comes from the heart. The heart is the seat of our emotion. That's where we cry. That's where we laugh. That's where we make decisions. So when the Lord says we should protect our heart so that it does not become overcharged, to be in a state where it is difficult to discern wrong from right, to be in a state where it has no interest in the things of God, To be in a state where he has no interest in coming to church. The Lord knows exactly what he was saying to his disciples. And I want to say to all of us here tonight, to watch. Is very important. Watching to maintain our spiritual awareness so that the heart will always be in a position to. We heard testimonies tonight about hearing from the Holy Ghost. We heard reference made to the fact that we should take some time out and sit quietly and listen to the voice of the Holy Ghost. A heart that is overcharged cannot handle that. A heart that is overcharged, information will pass it by, spiritual information, because it is overburdened with the cares of this life. It is under tremendous pressure. A heart that is overcharged, as Jesus described it. And so, one of the things that we realize here, from a heart that is overcharged, that heart is almost living in a state of slumber. Almost living in a state of slumber. And if we are saying tonight that Jesus said, watch, that the disciples are to watch, we realize that somebody who is watching should be awake. Somebody who is watching must be alert. That is where Christians find themselves. We must be alert. We must be watching. Watching, watching and waiting for the second coming of our Lord. And then Jesus points out the danger of sleeping. The danger of sleeping. Let me read a passage of scripture here to you. From Matthew chapter 26, 40 to 41. But before I read this passage, I don't know, you probably heard me mention before about a news headline that I read quite a long time ago. And it goes like this. Watchman gun stolen. Watchman gun stolen in bold letters. It was written. And they put a comma at the word stolen. And then they continue by saying, while he slept. So it reads this way, watchman gone stolen while he slept. Now, if he was awake, his gun would not have been stolen. But he found himself sleeping when he should be watching. Listen to Matthew 26. 40 to 41. This is Jesus now in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he came unto his disciples and findeth them asleep and said unto Peter, what? Could ye not watch with me 1 hour? That's what Jesus said to them. And to Peter. What? Could he not watch with me 1 hour? 41. Watch and pray that he enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. That's what Jesus said there. The danger of sleeping. He points out the danger of sleeping. There are many Christians today in the world who are on the verge of slumber. And we cannot afford to let that happen. We have to be up. We have to be watching for the our adversary, the devil. Because what? He is moving around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We heard the testimony tonight from Sister, from one of our sisters. Now, how much she has identified the enemy wants to attack her, Sister Ellis. How much the devil wants to attack her. The enemy is moving around, seeking whom he may devour. And any person, any Christian that he caught sleeping is in serious trouble. That's why Jesus said the heart should not be in a state where it is overburdened. He said to Peter, look, the spirit is willing. The spirit wants to stay and watch for Jesus. As Jesus said, watch with me 1 hour. Watch with me. I just go yonder to pray. I want you to stay here and watch with me. Stay up with me in prayer. But when he came back and checked on them, he found them asleep. And he said to Peter, look, couldn't you watch with me 1 hour? The spirit is willing. Jesus identified. But the flesh is weak. Let me tell you, this flesh is warring against our spirit to bring us down from time to time. Jesus knew that. That's why he said that we should watch. We should watch. Watching to maintain spiritual awareness. That is what he asked us to do. Watch. Watch. And the flesh wants to bring us down, saints. The flesh wants to bring us down in so many different ways. If we leave an opening, the flesh will take us down. Paul, a seasoned man, here's what he said in Romans chapter 7, verse 18. There is no good thing in the flesh. That is what the seasoned brother said. There is no good thing in my flesh. He went on to say, when I seek to do right, I find myself doing wrong. That is what he said in Romans chapter 7, verse 18, 19, and 20. He lamented the fact that each time he wants to do right, he finds himself doing wrong. Why? Because of the flesh. And I want to say to all the believers here tonight, don't underestimate the ability of the flesh. That's why Jesus said, we are to watch. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said, we are to watch. Sometimes we might feel that as long as I did not take up a gun and shot somebody, I am okay. I haven't done anything wrong. As long as I did not go out there and commit serious crime on the street, I'm okay. I did not do anything wrong. The flesh did not get the better of me. But what about unforgiveness, saints? What about unforgiveness? It is a work of the flesh. Jesus said, guard yourself. Guard your heart so that your heart does not become overburdened. So that you are not in a position to make rational decisions because your heart He's overloaded with the cares around you, the cares of this life. Things that we at times overlook. Jesus is making it clear here that they can affect us in our heart from where life is issued. The issue of life according to the writers of the Proverbs. And how important it is for all of us here tonight to realize the parting words of Jesus as he reached a place where he finished his ministry. I say to all of us here tonight, let's take heed so that we don't fall asleep, and in falling asleep, expose our heart to be captured by the enemy. And when I said falling asleep, I'm not speaking so much about literal sleep. I'm talking about falling asleep by not maintaining our walk with the Lord in the way we should. As we enter into a new year, as Jesus comes to the end of his ministry, and he knows that tomorrow is going to be a new period for the disciples, he left them with a word where they need to pay attention to, so that they will stand before him on the last day. Let not our heart be overcharged because of the affairs of this life. Galatians 5 tells us about the different things, how brutal the flesh can be. The different thing that comes from the flesh that is there to bring us down. When you have time, read Galatians 5 from 17, go down. Read it and it will tell you about the work of the flesh. And Jesus is saying to us here, guard our heart from the attack of the flesh so that we will be in a position to serve him and to maintain our relationship with him. But I'd like to take this a little bit further, if you may. And I'd like to say to the church tonight that not only that we are to protect our own heart here, as Jesus asked us to watch, so that the heart will be in a good position. But the Word of God also asks us to watch for our neighbor. Listen to what the Word of God said long ago in this regard. In Ezekiel chapter 33, and I read from verse 7 to 9. Listen to this. As we take this responsibility a little bit further, because listen to what 35, verse 35 says. Verse 35 of St. Luke chapter 21 says, for as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. As a snare, it will come upon every person who dwells upon the face of the earth. What is it that will come upon them? A heart that is overladen, that is not able to discern right from wrong and have no interest in the things of God. That's a sneer. You know what's a sneer? When we were much younger, we used to set traps for birds. A bird would be going on its merry way. The last thing that the bird would imagine is that somebody has set a trap for it. And yes, I have caught bird through that root over and again. The bird walked right into a trap, not knowing. And that bird become a meal for somebody. Jesus said, for as a snare, as a trap, this will come upon all men. So it means then that the Christian, the church, us tonight in this meeting, the reason why we are having this meeting is that we are taking on the responsibility of warning our fellow men about the danger that is to come. That's why we have service, especially on a night like this, using the opportunity of warning somebody against the danger that is to come. And we are recording the service like any other services. We are recording. Next year, this time, if you ask us for this particular night recording, somebody will be able to give it to you. And it will sound just as if it was tonight. Next year, this time. And even more than that, too, if you visit the website after tonight, you will still be able to hear it. I say that to say this, that the service that we're having tonight is being recorded in heaven. God is making note of it. But on this particular night, we did preach against sin. We did preach that somebody who are outside of Jesus should make a decision to serve him. And when that person confronts the Lord, when the Lord confronts that person on the day of judgment, did you hear that message on this night? That like a sneer, it will come upon all men. And what to do? And you have done nothing. It is going to stand as a witness against somebody. Because you heard the word of God and you did nothing. So listen to what the responsibility that the Lord has given to his people. As we read from Ezekiel chapter 33. Verse 7 to verse 9. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. Listen to that carefully. Thou shalt hear the words of my mouth, and you shall use that word to warn the people. Just like what Jesus is saying to us tonight through Luke. And he went on to say in verse 8, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his ways, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. God's watchmen, if they refuse to take the word of the Lord and to inform what God called the wicked man, and the wicked man dies, the Lord is saying, I am going to hold you responsible for the man dying in his sin. But the Lord did not stop there. Verse 9. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his ways to turn from it, and if he do not turn from his ways, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
That's why we preach. That's why we have meetings. That's why we bring these things to the awareness of everyone. That they will get to understand. And they will get to know that God wants to see repentance. Because as the Lord Jesus said in verse 35 of St. Luke chapter 21, for as a snare shall it come up on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. The enemy that is moving around trying to trap everyone so that the heart becomes heavy, the heart becomes antichrist, not having no interest in the Lord, not having no interest in the work of the Lord. Jesus said, you are to watch so that your heart don't become heavy, so that your heart don't become overcharged. These are his last and parting words. Tomorrow we face a new year. And if there's a new year resolution that we should really carry with us in 25, it is a resolution that I am going to watch. I am going to watch so that my heart don't become overcharged and I lose out because of the attack of the enemy. I want to say to all the members of the church tonight, the subtleness as to how the enemy can creep in to put you in a trap and put me in a trap is something we have to guard ourselves against. Watch out for the attack of the enemy. Watch out for the cunningness of the enemy. Watch out for the different ways the enemy is coming at you and coming at me. We need to watch, as Jesus said. How do we watch? How do we watch? What Jesus had in mind when he said that we should watch. It means read our Bible. It means pray continually. It means witness to others. It means worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness, even when you're alone, even when I am alone. Sing and make melody in your heart unto the Lord continuously. Nobody, your neighbor, your person standing beside you, don't even know. Don't even have to know that you are singing inside of your heart and you are making melody unto the Lord. That is how we watch. Watch for the cunningness and craftiness of the enemy that is seek to come at us in the new year, to trap us, to put us into this trap, so that we lose out on our relationship with the Lord. And the Lord said, look, this is not even confined to you, brethren, but the entire world is exposed to this same trap. That is why we have to pray. And that is why we have to preach. Somebody who is outside of the kingdom will be rescued. The psalmist declared, my soul has rescued as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah! The snare can be broken. We can escape. Those of us who are outside of the Lord, we can escape from out of the snare of the fowler. But we will realize that our help would be in the name of the Lord. And verse 6. This is what verse 6 says. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Every minute of the day we are to be Christ conscious. Every minute of the day we are to have inside our spirit the thought that what if Jesus should come now? As we enter into a new year. We need to maintain a humble spirit before God. We need to realize that things are not going to be just like this all the time. The time is coming when there will be a judgment. There will be the entrance of the Son of God. There will be a day of reckoning. There will be a day when mercy will be gone. And judgment will be knocking at the door. Where will you be? On what side will you find yourself after Jesus leaves these parting words with us? That we should watch and we should pray so that these things does not come upon us. You know, in the Apostolic Church of America, there's one of the things that I am sure that by now all of us are fully aware of. And this is a church that prays. This is a church that prays. And not only that it is a church that prays, it is a church that believes in the exposition of God's word, just like he gave it. And many people, I believe, heard the word of Jesus through this medium, on this platform. Right now, I cannot tell you exactly how many people, since we are on this platform, have given their lives to the Lord. Because I believe that there are many who do it through the internet, what we send to the internet. And there could be others who came to this meeting, heard the word, and yet made a decision and are worshiping somewhere else. Only the Lord knows. One thing we are conscious of here. The Lord has set us up as a watchman to minister to the people at large the word of the Lord so that they escape the danger to come. And in watching and praying, as the Lord Jesus said in this last verse here, it is something that we need to do. And then listen to what Matthew 26 said here. Now let me read Matthew. Matthew 24, 42 to 44. Listen to what it says to us. Matthew 24, 42. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. But notice that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the house the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. The Lord used that parable there to convey a bigger message that nobody knows when Jesus is going to come. It could be tonight. It could be tomorrow. It could be the next 10 years. We don't have a clue. We don't know when the Lord is going to come. And Jesus said, if the man of the house knew what time the thief was going to come, he would have watched so that his house would not be broken into, because he would be by the door or someplace watching out for the criminal and confront the criminal when the criminal comes. But he did not know when. The Lord said, just like how the man did not watch for the criminal to come and break into his house, Jesus, the word described and said, Jesus is going to come as a thief in the night. When we think it was peace and safety, then it is sudden destruction. That's why we are to watch. And as Jesus leaves these parting words with us tonight, brethren, let us take heed. Let us take heed here to the word of God. Let us make this resolution that I am going to watch. I am going to watch to maintain my spiritual awareness in God for the year 2025. I am looking forward to see all the brethren here tonight and much more as we improve our company for the new year and as we embark upon watching diligently for the second coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are to watch as believers. We are to watch for our neighbor. We are to tell our neighbor that there's danger ahead and they need to change their lives to be on the right side, to be saved by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We heard tonight the reading of Hebrews chapter 12, that we must drop every weight that beset us, and we are to run the race with patience. That is what happened. The Lord said, our heart can be overburdened because of the cares of this life. And so John reminded us that we should not love the world, nor the things that are in it. Because all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. These are the things that are in the world that can cause our heart to be overburdened. Jesus said we are to watch against these things. And he told Peter, the Spirit is willing. The Spirit wants to come to church. The Spirit wants you to change your life. Oh, often the Holy Spirit. Speak to your heart. Speak to your conscience. And you quench the Holy Ghost. You push the Holy Ghost aside. Because the heart is overburdened. The Spirit is willing to serve God. But the flesh is weak. That is trapping people. Tonight, guard your heart. Guard your heart from the things that will cause it to be in a bad shape. And prepare ourselves for the second coming of our Lord Jesus. What a wonderful thing it would be tonight if on this night you would surrender to the Lord Jesus and tell him that you're going to ask him to help you guard your heart so that your heart does not fall in a state where it does not have any interest in him, so that you start a new life for the new year. What a wonderful blessing that would be to you and to your family. But it takes faith in the Lord Jesus, because without faith, it is impossible to please him. Now, I don't know if you're here tonight. You have thought about this for a long time. You probably are still thinking about it now. You ask yourself the question, why is it that after thinking about this thing so long, I have not yet made my decision? It's not too late. Mercy is still here. Mercy is still with us tonight. And as Jesus, as the word tells us, that he has, every Christian, every believer, is considered to be a watchman in the vineyard of God, watching and warning people about the dangers ahead. Tonight, we consider ourselves as watching out for you, watching out that you might make a change in your life. And whether you do it on this platform or you go to another church and do it, it doesn't really matter. The bottom line is you surrendering your life to Jesus. Now, brethren, tonight I can tell you this, that Jesus loves you still. Jesus loves you. And Jesus wants to save you. Jesus wants to deliver you. You know, so Luke tells us something here, which I consider very important. And it is Jesus who told the story. Jesus said there were two men, one rich, the other one poor. Both died. And the poor man went to paradise, into the bosom of Abraham. And the rich man found himself in hell. And Jesus telling that the story, that the man in hell looked and saw the poor man in Abraham's bosom. And he made a request. He requested that Abraham send Lazarus with a tip of water on his finger to come and quench his thirst in hell, because he is being tormented in this flame. Abraham said, look, You remember in your lifetime, you had things good, and Lazarus did not. And now Lazarus is comfortable, and you are tormented. Moreover, even if Lazarus wanted to come, there is a gulf in between, and he cannot make it over there to give you water. Then the man have a second request. He said, when he realized Lazarus will not be able to offer assistance to him, he had another request. He said to Abraham, I have five brothers who are still alive. Send Lazarus to them, or send messenger to them to warn them and tell them not to come here. Not to come here. What did Abraham say? Abraham said they have preachers. They have the prophets. Let them listen to them. They have the watchmen like me tonight. Let them listen to them. If they would pay them any mind, let them listen to them. But it would not make much of a difference if anyone should come from the dead to witness unto them. I am saying to you tonight, if you are here and you are not saved, when Jesus made this parting statement here in Luke chapter 21, 34 to 36, he's warning everybody to stay out of hell. I'm warning you tonight to stay out of hell. You can go to Abraham's bosom. We are heading to Abraham's bosom. That's why we're having a meeting tonight. I'm warning you that you might join us. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you're here tonight and you'd like to make that decision just before midnight. I'm going to give you the chance just now to reach out to the Lord. Reach out to the Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for my shortcomings. I would like you to be my Savior. Is there somebody here who are willing to utter words like those, asking Jesus for forgiveness? And I will pray for you. I will pray for you that your faith will hold as you make that commitment. Is there somebody? Pray for me, Pastor, that my life will be changed tonight. Is there somebody? Is there somebody? Pray for me, Pastor, that my life will be changed. Our hearts need to be in the right condition so that we are able to make the right decisions before the Lord continuously. And the Lord said, in order for that to be done, we need to watch and we need to pray as we enter into a new year. Father, I bless your name tonight and I worship you. I thank you for your word that is alive. Your word is quick. It is sharp and it is powerful. It has a penetrating effect that goes right to the heart. And Lord, tonight, those hearts that have been touched by what was said here, I pray that the Holy Ghost, Lord, will continue to work on those hearts so that that person or those persons will come home to you before it is too late. Lord God, we thank you for making it possible whereby many more can come into your kingdom. The room is there. There is room at the cross for whoever tonight wants to accept you as Savior. And we are so glad for that. God, I thank you for your mercy that you have extended to somebody tonight. Lord, as that person or those persons are contemplating what to do, we pray the Holy Ghost will break through and that commitment will be made. And you will receive them in your kingdom. We say thanks, Lord, in Jesus' name.